Arnold and Evelyn Brown have been married for 56 years. For the last 4 years, they have been sharing a two-room suite at ABC Personal Care Home. Arnold suffers from advanced dementia, but with Evelyn's help, he has been able to get by. Last Saturday, Evelyn suffered a massive stroke and is now at XYZ Hospital for treatment. She will need skilled nursing home care upon discharge. It is not clear whether she will ever be able to return to assisted living. Arnold will also need nursing home care if Evelyn can no longer take care of him. The Brown children have asked for help in placing Evelyn in a nursing home, which will also accept Arnold. Palmer, the oldest child, has power of attorney for both parents. He has indicated that Evelyn's monthly income is $2,350 and Arnold's is $4,500, and the couple's assets consist of $350,000 in bank accounts and CDs, which came primarily from the sale of their home. Arnold is a veteran of the Korean War. They would like a facility that accepts Medicaid and VA benefits. They would also like some advice on how to protect the couple's life savings. Hello, my name is Ira Leff. I'm an elder law attorney in Georgia and a member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. I help families like the Browns who are confronting the need for long-term care but who do not have either adequate insurance or ample resources and income to afford that care. I help them select appropriate facilities, negotiate agreements with these facilities, advocate on their behalf with regard to their rights at these facilities, and position their assets to facilitate the qualification for Medicaid and Veterans Assistance. I help them prepare VA and Medicaid application forms, and I walk them through the process all the way to approval. Should it become necessary to appeal an agency decision, I also represent them at hearings before the Office of State Administrative Hearings. Once they are receiving the benefits they applied for, I counsel them with regard to subsequent transactions which might adversely affect their benefits, like selling their home or receiving an inheritance, and how to structure these transactions so as to minimize their negative consequences. I help them report changes to the agencies, and I help them prepare and file annual reports and returns. While I am no longer a practicing tax attorney, I do have an undergraduate degree in accounting and a postdoctoral degree in taxation, so I am able to identify tax issues and help clients determine whether they need to consult their tax advisor before completing certain transactions. I prepare powers of attorney, advanced health care directives, qualified income trusts, and last wills and testaments whenever necessary for my clients. After my clients' lives come to an end, I help the family through the Medicaid estate recovery process until it has been completed. I have been concentrating in the elder law area since 1990. I have testified before the Georgia House Committee on Human Relations and Aging and the board of the Department of Community Health. I have published law review articles, presented papers, and conducted workshops for the Institute for Continuing Legal Education in Georgia, the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, the National Business Institute, the North Atlanta Tax Council, the Cobb County Bar Association, and the American Society on Aging. I have served on the Ethics Committee of a Fortune 500 nursing home and have been on the Board of Directors of the Alzheimer's Association, the Council on Elder Abuse and Neglect, the Georgia Gerontology Society, and the Memorial Society of Georgia, as well as the Lewis Kahn Personal Care Home. I maintain a private elder law practice on Claremont Road in Northeast Atlanta, where I assist individual families with these issues. If you'd like more information about my background, I invite you to visit my website, www.iraleff.com. Thank you.